Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
He dressed very refined. He couldn't stand there should be papers, like newspapers in the dorms. It's a metzias of like dignity. I want to share divrei Torah. There should be an ilui to his neshama. It's interesting. I'm excited after Tchias HaMesim, he's going to be proud of me that I've become chassidish. I have early chassidish of friend. Shaya was from the first. And there's a detail I want to explain when I say I've become chassidish Chaim. I want to tonight explain in a kuda that I mean strongly and I thought about, and it should be an ilui for Shaya's neshama. I go around speaking, there's a certain mechatesi, like you see, going, why are you running places? Say a vart somewhere. Sit here, I have friends, we can learn Torah together. It's a shtickle arrogant to speak. Mechatesi, somewhere there, you go to Brooklyn to speak, the whole city's full to Amidacham. There's all the younger light are sitting and learning. You learn a few minutes a month. You go to Brooklyn like to share your dvar Torah. I have a specific thing I've been running to our people for 3 years. I want to share with my friends, there's something I'm trying to do and say, and I feel that I'm supposed to do it. That's my sense. I'm trying to do something. I want to say to my friends tonight, it's a Freilich night. It's Shabbos, is Parsha Zachar, is Mamashir. Purim, we're ready. I'm thinking my costume already, Pasha. Like, it's exciting. The house, things are lebedik, the shalachmanas are being geared up. The kids' costumes are all out. We're all fired up. I want to share this. It should be an ilui for this precious Nisham, for Shaya Tursky. It should be an ilui for his Nisham. He's a very special person. He was a guy learning Bein Astarm, just fact. This guy learned Bein Astarm. It didn't come easy, learned, but he had a cheshek in learning. He would ride over Shiurim. He was nifter on the way to my Shiur. He was running back on a Friday morning because he wanted to come to Shiur. He was running to learn Torah. It's hard. A person's on the way to learn Torah. It's like, it's hard, but the Rabbeinu Shlom Fier developed the things we don't know. Klara was be'itoi. It was the time that it was Nigzer and Shemayim Klar, because he was on his way to a mitzvah. He was on the way to learn Torah. It's just Klar. He wasn't Nifter young. There was no Gzeir. It wasn't like that. This is a very Dehaib. And when he was alive, the whole yeshiva knew this guy's different. There wasn't a Chid, a Shaya. You saw in his panim, anybody who knew people, Shaya. He was a very dehaibin a person. He was midas taivas. He's a guy learning Bein Astar. What did I tell you? B'mitzias. Guy rode over every shir, would give chizuk. Appreciated shirim, appreciated Torah tremendously. Was riding over Torah. Very special neshama. So I want to share something that I've come to that I'm uptaiching him in some ways, and certainly chasidus, and what draws me to chasidus. And what I mean, Chassidus is just Torah, is Yidden learning Torah, living Torah. They're not branches. Torah is Torah, and learning Torah, and tzaddikim. I use the word what I'm describing. I want to say the following two thoughts. Maybe we'll learn four things on the Megillah, but I want to start with these. In the Megillah, Shlomi, we're called Yehudim. Haloi Dover. Very busy. Anybody ever noticed this? In the Megillah, like, we're called Yehudim. Very interesting. Elsewhere, we're called Bnei Yisrael. Our name typically is Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. In the Megillah, it's busy. We're called Yehudim. Have you ever noticed this? La Yehudim Aisaira, Alkena Yehudim Aprazim. We're busy. Is Mamish Vayishlach Svarim Al Kola Yehudim. Very interesting. We're called Yehudim. Yes, you ever noticed that? The other names, he sends for him to call Yisrael. In Megillas Esther, we're called Yehudim. Very interesting, Haloi Dover. I want to say a second Ha'ara, and then I want to talk about these two Ha'aras. I want to talk about that in Megillas Esther, we're called Yehudim. One Ha'ara. It's worthy of thinking. Don't take my shot on it. But it's in Haloi Dover. Something's there. It's an interesting name. Here, we're called Yehudim. You find in the Torah, Yisrael. I'm Yisrael. Yisrael. Here in the Megillah, we're called Yehudim. It's very interesting. And the second Ha'ara, words we're very used to. We know the Gemara, Iris Torah. We know Simcha is Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sasein is Mila and Yikar is Tefillin. And we understand what if Klal Yisrael has Torah, has Yom Tov, has Tefillin, has Mila. We know these are things that Haman was misnaged, Haman fought. Mila is Yadua, Vayizani, Vamalek attacks the Bris Mila. Tefillin is the crown of the Yid. Amalek attacks the specialness of the Yid. Shabbos Akim Shabbos Chayim Misa. These are things. Torah is a Klal Yisrael. A guy that learns Torah is Mischayim and Afshe. These are uniquely Am Yisrael. Our unique relationship. There's a lot of Shtikluch Torah. Reb Aron came to Yeshiva and went through tons of Mekairos that learning Torah is begeder a ben of Hashem. Avinu Avarachman, Bechinas Av is learning Torah. Hashivenu Avinu L'Sayresecha. Avinu L'Sayresecha. Torah is a Bechina of Av. Reb Aron had many marmachimus to this. But I want to ask like this, a little bit. I don't want to call it a sophisticated question. I want to call it an honest question. I think a good question. I'm not asking why it doesn't say they had Torah. It's called Torah, Bechinas Torah, no problem. What does it mean they had Torah? You didn't learn Torah. You didn't put on tefillin. They did tefillin. What's the Bechinah? And there was tefillin to the Yid. Madnashprach. There was Torah to the Yehudim. There was Torah. Yehudim, Yehudim, why mit Torah? Yehudim, what's this? Yehudim, my Seira. To Yidden, there was Sassin. There was Bris Mila to the Yid. You're saying we kept Bris Mila? It's a funny way of saying that we did a Mila. It's a funny way of saying we put on, we legged Tefillin. It doesn't say that. It says, and there was Tefillin to the Yid. What is that? What's being said here? This inyan is when I say like I found Chassid, I'm talking about this. Amamish talking about this. Let's start with the Megillah's called Yehudim in the Megillah. I want to express we're called thankers does not mean that we remember to say thank you. Yidden say thank you. No, say thank you. I always, when we say that Yidden are called thankers, it does not mean that we're the ones always, we have to teach our kids gratitude, you know. We're Yidden. We're called Yehudim. I think about this, when I want to be mechazik, my gratitude, so say thank you. My own kids, I don't want to say thank you. This week I had two meetings that I traveled distances. Two nights I went for meetings. And I experienced when somebody's in a healthy place, they say thank you. They don't have to, it's not note to self. A healthy guy doesn't say, note to self, remember to thank. When you go to somebody for a suda, Daniel, you don't sit there, remember to thank. If you're a normal person and somebody feeds you, you say thank you. It's not like note to self. It's like, are you normal? If somebody hands you $1,000, note to self, say thank you. That's ridiculous. Gratitude is a natural, normal, no kid. You don't have to put gratitude in a child. Mamish. You don't have to put gratitude in a child. It's ridiculous. Emma's this person growing. Menachem, you'd have to, over the years, mamish, inculcate gratitude into your child. Mamish, that's obscene. A child has gratitude. That's normal. It's a basic thing of a human being. They get a theft. No, does anybody? Rabbi Yechiel is a prince working with youngsters. You have to put into the youngsters, this yeshiva, our yeshiva, we inculcate gratitude. No, the people are grateful. Now, I'm not saying there's not a reminder to a child to say thank you. I'm not saying that. And chitzonis meris apnimius, do it and you'll feel it. There's such a zach. Adam niflak v'polaisav. I am saying that when a person's in a healthy state, what emerges is gratitude. Gratitude is a real space. When I was younger, I heard from a Baal Musar something very nice. When you say Maidim, thank Hashem, don't waste the Baal, thank Hashem for something. It's very nice. It's a good Musar. Today, I ask myself what I'm grateful for. When I remember, I don't like hear and serve, because what I thank for, I'm trying to be, it's not what I'm grateful for. I want to be grateful. It's a good feeling. I'd like to be grateful for. I ask myself, I don't care if it keeps coming up, the same things. I really want to know what's the space that I'm grateful for. And I asked myself, why aren't you grateful for other things? But I've gratitude. There's certain things I mamish appreciate. I mamish felt good about it. Mamish felt good. I've been struggling with a pinched nerve the last 7 weeks. And the days I feel better, I mamish appreciate. Mamish for Hashem, I appreciate it. Appreciate aspects of my body working nice. I mamish. It's like not my gialon. The body works nice. I mamish. I feel Shem's kishmak. I can run around. I could keep up with whatever. I mamish running and coming. I can keep up. It's a very good feeling. It's mamish a good feeling. Baruch Hashem, yeah. Not bad. It's getting there. But I feel good. I feel good. That's the answer. I feel grateful. Feel grateful to run. You walk in the snow and you can slide a little bit kishmak. You can enjoy. Feel grateful. Gratitude is a real space in us. When it says we're called Yehudim, I want to express this, does not mean we remember to be grateful. It's not what it means. We're thankers of Hashem. Our mitzvah is we are bound with Hashem. We're the nation that we're so bound, our very existence, thanks Hashem. Say thank you, because anyway you're a thanker. You're one of the thankers. By the way, when you're most in tune with self, you're like thanking Hashem. That's a yid. A yid is bound to Hashem. It's not just, even when you teach your kids, say thank you, say be you. You know, one of the thankers. And good, if you do things right, they'll feel their neshama, by the way. They'll be thankers. They're yidden. A yid is a Yehudi, is a thanker of Hashem. That's what there's an neshama of a yid that's bound to Hashem. We're the people who quite naturally thank. When we're wholesome and healthy, we thank. We're Yehudim, we're the thankers of Hashem. Of course, then say thank you, like hello. We're the people who bench. We actually are people who bench. And the benching, Yisrael v'ayreis acharu, the chiyuv to bench is because we're people who bench. We're thankers of Hashem, it's who we are. When I say I become chassidish, when I was younger, I was like trying to like break my, let's go, thank, come on. I've discovered, it's like, yid thanks Hashem, mamish, that's like what a yid is. Like that's, if you just like feel your nesham, if you just stop, if you just breathe for a few minutes, you'll see we're like big thankers of Hashem. If you like take a yid, just like give him a little space, stop like trying to inculcate and get him, and you know what you'll discover? He's a thanker of Hashem, that's what you'll discover. I mean it. You'll discover, if you let a person breathe, you'll discover, watch your children, you know, you'll call them, they're thankers of Hashem. I want to say we're called Yehudim, because it's Amalek doesn't want that there's a mitzvah of people that have Nishmas Yisrael on this earth. They don't. They say there's no such a human being, a bris. You have this like treaty and this profound kesher with Hashem. There's no such thing in the world. They don't want such a thing in the Welt. That there's something called the Yehudi. Somebody whose essence thanks Hashem. That's just what they are. What they do. Nishmas Yisrael. Now, it doesn't mean we have a task. Of course we have a task. Not to get tainted. To be true to self. Of course. Be a Yid. Because we're Yidden. Be Yidden. Thank, because we're the thankers, because it's what we do. By the way, if you see a kid not appreciative, who's not a thanker, you have to ask, well, what's happening? Whoa, wow, you're really out of touch. I observe people who aren't thanking, they're just not. If a guy's not, I ask dorm counselors on a trip, I just got off the phone with RUI, I asked, he did a trip, I asked which guys thanked Geschmack. You think I want to like punish the guys that don't? I want to know who's hurting. If a guy's not thanking, there's something's like off. It's not all he needs. I need to go to him and say, buddy, you know, you have to say thank you. There's something off. It's like natural, and especially a yid. A Yid thanks God. A Yid is so kosher to Hashem, and a Yid's more kosher than a guy. I don't know if that's... I don't know. That's not a guy's first thought. A guy maybe learns from a Yid and thanks. A Yid thanks Hashem. He's like full of gratitude. I saw this on my father, on my parents, on my grandparents. Yid didn't thank Hashem like mamish. Yid not busy. They're so full of gratitude, Hashem. I've watched friends. We watch each other. Yid didn't thank Hashem like pashut. Of course we bench, we have a mitzvah, chaltam, svata, yidnah. The thankers bench. What I want to express is that the Megillah was called Yehudim over because it's who we are, with the people who thank Hashem. And that's the exact opposite of Amalek, who don't want to, that there's not a dira b'tachtayinim. You're not a people who like represent Hashem and are so tied to Hashem. We're much deeper tied and remember to thank, inculcate, thank you. When I say the chsedos is the nekuda, the nishmas Yisroel, of course there's musar to learn and we have to remember to say thank you, to remember to be yourself, and sometimes you have to do pulus chitzainis that are meris apnimis. When I say chasidus, and this is for musar and for, I'm just talking Torah, it's important to remember nishmas Yisroel. I go around, I don't want to say a word, I want to remind Yidden that we're like, that we're really Yidden, that it's, you could forget sometimes. I want to remind us we're Yidden, what we have, who we are. Not Musser, we have to tell our children and we're not being mechanich properly. Stop. We're Yidden, we really are, I promise, we're Yidden, we're Yehudim. And it's a bechinas Amalek, not the chap, who we are. That's what Amalek does. They purposely try to cool down the bath that a person shouldn't sense. There's a Yehudi, and there's responsibility. Act like a Yehudi. Be true to Yehudi. Be in touch that you're a Yehudi. I want to, if it takes singing to chap, we're Yidden. If it takes, it's not... And Shaya was a mitzias of this, like the prestige of a Yehudi. He didn't like when there's Goyish papers in the dorms. We're Yehudim, like he sensed with like was something different. It wasn't like that's an infringement to a Yehudi. We're Yehudi. There's something different about us. I want to express Daniel, Yehudim Haisa Ayra Basimcha. To the Yidden there was Torah. It doesn't say we learned Torah. We're Shayach to Torah. We're Shayach to Tefillin. We're Shayach to Mila. We're Shayach to Shabbos and Yontif. To the Yidden there was Shabbos. A Yid's like Shayach to Shabbos. I watch in Yeshiva, as a guy steigs, he like starts like feeling Shabbos, like mamish. We're like really Shayach, it's our Shidduch today. Remember, we're Yehudim. Yehudim are thankers. So the day where Shabbos is the day easiest to experience Hashem, it's the one when a person's, it's Bechinas Mikdash Shabbos, what the Beis HaMikdash is in place, Shabbos is in time. So the ones that are most like activated on Shabbos are the Yid, we're the people, we're Yehudim. We're thankers of Hashem, we're like busy with Hashem, our Mitzvah is thankers of Hashem. So of course, we're like Yehudim, there was Shabbos. To Yidden, there was a Shabbos. We're Shayach to Shabbos. We're connected to Shabbos. We wake up from Shabbos. Shabbos like means something. I told the Chevre, it's a true story. I sent a Bachar to rehab. The therapist said to him that there's something different. The therapist said to a guy on the weekends, you're different. There's something weird. I promise, it's a true story. Therapists, the whole bunch, they weren't being funny. They were trying to figure it out. They said, on the weekends, you're like different. What's happening? Therapist said to a guy struggling that on Shabbos you're different. Said, of course. To Yidden there was Shabbos. Shabbos like does some. And anybody come? It's very raw in Yeshiva. Friday nights in Yeshiva you could do a study. You've been there, but it's like in Shul. I see this. It's just the reason I say it there. It's a little more raw. People, if you in the Shul, if we all were just comfortable doing anything, you would see like a buzz in Shul Friday night. There's something I can sense it. If I was locked away, I would tell you when Shabbos is. I would feel it. I think I would know. Locked, we shouldn't get locked up. I think it's Pasha. Rev, Naim Elimelech and his brother Abzusha cleared? Is it just our activities? What would we have? They had such a chakira. So they're much bigger. They're big people. I sense we would know. I'd be surprised that we wouldn't feel when Shabbos is. I think a Yid would know. People have, in our history, people have gone through. I think a Yid would wait. It's funny, there's halacha. He's had a count. I'm surprised. Why isn't that halacha when the Yid feels the Shabbos? So maybe you're not allowed to rely on that. I'm shocked the Yid would get a certain... They said this guy doesn't know what Shabbos is. And on Shabbos, he has like, you're different on the weekends. Something, we're trying to figure you out. We don't know, you're different on the weekends. La Yehudim, there was Shabbos. To Yidin, there was Shabbos. I think all this is important because this Amalek doesn't want this. That a people is so attached to Hashem deeply. It doesn't, of course... And the reason we do what we do is because of who we are, and then we're drawn. Yidn keep Shabbos. Yidn not Shabbos. Yidn not the Amikad Sheshvi. It's our name. Our name doesn't mean, we're called Yehudim, doesn't mean we say thank you. We're thankers. That's why we say thank you, because we're Yehudim. Not we're Yehudim because we say thank you. It's our name. Just what we are. A Yid is very kosher to Hashem. It's a bria. Anybody learns Tanya and learns Svarim, there's a neshama. The Yid, a special neshama. And he's shayach to that. And you could plug into that. I'm going to tell you the truth. When I came here, my son and Shine would say Shiurim. He would talk about like what we are, what is Purim. And I would like sit to him, what should I do? I don't know what he's saying. What should I do? I've changed. I want to know what the day is. You know what I should do? I'm shayach to the day. And there is activities, and there's avodah. Of course, you should do everything. You should have a learn, of course. But I want to know who I am. When I know who I am, said, I'll plug in. I'll be me. I'll be me, and I'll plug into what I am. I'll plug into the things that I'm shaykh to. La Yehuda my Sa'ira, to Yidin that was Tyra. A Yid's mamish shaykh to Tyra, mamish. He's connected to Tyra. He's energized by Tyra. Tyra resonates within him. He sees his own self in Tyra. He sees his own story in Tyra. He has his own deep, profound connection. La Yehuda my Sa'ira. There was Simcha to Yidin, the Yontiv and Shabbos. The Yid is that in Svarim it says that Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. I was Mechavim. I met Rai Oberlander. I said to friends, late in his life, I said to friends, the man is Shabbos. I saw afterwards in Svarim, Talmid Chacham called Shabbos. It's another name for Talmid Chacham. They're called Shabbos. Why is it Talmud Chacham called Shabbos? He's an Emistik Yid, Shabbos. Oh, you see Shabbos. Nice to meet you, Shabbos. An emistik a Yid is Shabbos. That's what he's called. We're not just keepers of Shabbos. We are Shabbos. To the Yidin, there was Shabbos. We're Mamma Shabbos. We're Shayach to Shabbos. We're Kankosher to Shabbos. That's why it fits so stark. When Yidin steig, it always looks very comfortable. It's a good bechin on somebody steigen. If it's uncomfortable, you try to figure out what's happening. What's going on? When a Yid steig, it looks even it guides in learning. My father was very careful that he learned certain ways. He felt that he was rooted in Pshat. Svarim talk about this. Rav Itcher Meyer has Nishmas Leah and Rachel and talks about how they should learn. My father felt that his neshama was rooted in Pshat. He said that Pnei Yeshua said that on himself, and he didn't deny other things in learning. He said that's not for me, and he munned and demanded Pshat. And like was a kanai for it, it instructs because a Yid is Torah and there's chelik. Give me my chelik in Torah. I've asked Yids. I like when people have their vart and their divrei Torah. I used to talk to Yids about this. Don't say a vart. Say your vart. Rabbonim of Sheshcha used to tell people what God tell you. He would say, "Guy nu kol haTorah kul." What Hashem tell you? I didn't know what to answer. I don't know. What Hashem tell you, your Torah? What's being said? What are you seeing? What are you absorbing in Torah? La Yehuda Maisaira, to the Yid had Torah. We had our Torah, the Torah. We were Torah. We were deeply kosher the Torah. That's what I want to express in the Maisaira. I want this idea, and we're called Yehudim in the Megillah. We're thankers. Now teach your children to say thank you, but deeper yet, teach them that we're thankers. Make sure they know that Nishmas Yisrael, like thanks. That's, by the way, know it yourself. Get in touch. Study it. See if it's true. But I think you'll discover we really are Yehudim. That we're thankers. That's just what we do. That's who we are. just being us. So that's what I wanted to share with the chevra. Wow. Fresh from Eretz Yisrael, beautiful. I asked the kasher today. I asked the kasher of Shragi that I think is a very solid kasher. I'm not looking that somebody's masking to my teretz bichlal. I don't know the answer. It's a kasha I thought about the last couple of years, and I'm thinking in this year, a certain thing hit me, Chaim. I have a kasha on the Megillah. Yankov, the entire Megillah from beginning to end is one recounting of an ace. Kriyasa Zuhilula, Hallel is to celebrate Nisim. And we read this. This is the nace of Purim. And every detail, Pella, fits the miracle. Every subtle detail, Mamish plays in. Vashti, Esther Amalka going through what she goes through. Every detail creates the Nes of Purim. There's one part of this, I've asked Big Talmid Acham Noach, hey, I didn't have. There's one part of the story, Yudhitsvi, it doesn't seem to have shaykhus to the miracle. The story that Haman is mevoyish and leads Mordechai at Tzaddik. It's wonderful. It's mamish geshmak. It's some people's favorite part of the Megillah. What does it have to do with the Nes? It does no. Before he let him, we were in trouble. And after Haman leaves Mordechai, Klal Yisrael is the same gzeira of Kliya. It doesn't seem to have any shaychus to the story of the miracle. Zero. So, like, you know, the day between, if Mordechai played Haman pickleball and won 11-0, I'd be thrilled. A very good day. Mamish kishmak. And I'd mamish be the first one. I'd root for Mordechai and embarrass him. He should have mamish no points there. I didn't think about pickleball. David's the best walked in. But let's say he beat him 11-0, but has no shaykhs to the nace. It's wonderful. It's what shaykhs to the story. It didn't change anything. Now, I want to express that Achashverosh remembering that he owed Mordechai something, that you could say a shaykhs to the story. But that could have shaychus to the story. Maybe even later, Haman wants to kill Mordechai. Wink, wink, Mordechai's... But Haman being embarrassed and Mordechai being celebrated, okay, it's great. I'm so happy Haman went through the b'zionis. After that story, before that story, he wanted to kill Am Yisrael. Mordechai got Rizika covered. What changed in the story? It's a pella. That's Mama Chappella. And the whole Megillah's, the story, every detail fits. You can't find a detail that's not relevant to the nace of the Netzach and of Klal Yisrael winning. This detail is like, when people think like, I never thought of such a good story, Daniel. Did you ever think about this, Daniel? This part of the story is like, Yankov, what do you hold of this kasha? It has no shaykhs to the Netzach. Yitz, what do you say? L'chaim, l'chaim, baruch ato adeinu, yilhinu maluch alam, sh'akol niyeh b'dvari. L'chaim.
It's part of the downfall. What? It's the start of the downfall.
It's funny, there's no continuum from there. Esther speaks Achashverosh and Rissa. It doesn't... There's no vert from there to this. It's just a night. He loses 11-0 in pickleball geschmack. And then, the next day, Esther tells us, it's no, there's no, you can't be mamshich from there, nothing further happens. That's what I'm thinking this year, Yankov. Thank you. I like that a lot. I'm thinking that a lot, yes, that I look at the Avinu Malkeinu, there's Harim Keren Yisrael Amecha, the prestige of Am Yisrael, and then there's Mashiach. I want to express that part of the Geula is knowing a Yid's a big thing. That's the whole story of the Megillah, what we're talking about. A Yid, Nishmas Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, and Amalek defies Kedushas Yisrael. Mordechai, our leader, getting covered was Haramas Keren Yisrael. It is a Yeshua of sorts. Haramas Keren Yisrael, Klal Yisrael felt our Yid. Stach a Yid. Before there's like a Yid, a Haman's Geyser Kli on Klal Yisrael. There's a shiflus of a Yid. Haramas Keren Yisrael is a big deal. In a certain, that's the first thing. Before Nachdem, there's a gula, there's another gula. The first thing is how it comes, how Ramas Karen Yisrael. Yidden will restore the dignity of Klal Yisrael. That's a Yeshua in itself, in its own right. How Ramas Karen Yisrael. Of course we still needed Mashiach. We're still in a deep hole. It was a problem, but that alone is a Yeshua. A Yid, to know what a Yid is Yeshua ready. Of course, there's another problem. And we daven from Mashiach. There's two tefillas. Haramas Karen Yisrael, Haran Karen Mashiachecha. There's Haramas Karen Yisrael, a Yid. Our dignity was restored. I think so. I think that's what happened. What happened that day is Klai's luck. Everybody like, ah. Oh. And there's a big sugya. By the way, maybe Haramas Karen Yisrael caused that. Maybe that caused it. And probably Bivasachas. Klal Yisrael, we remembered, were Yidden. And then we got a tremendous... Haramas Karen Yisrael is a big deal. When a Yid remembers, he's a Yid. I want to say this. People are knocking Yidden. It bothers me in two ways. I'm scared. We're human. I also don't like it because a Yid is precious. I don't like it. They say bad things about us. Because not true. Because a Yid's a big thing. The knock a Yid, say b'shlech b'zachin on Yidden. Yidden are honest, we're the most honest people. Yidden are honest. Sheker b'chazos, Yidden are dishonest. It's not true. It's not a truth. Yidden are very honest. We value money because we're actually tzaddikim. We actually value this world more than most because we actually hold it's a beautiful place. So the guy mixed that up, tzaddikim, edaktikim, minusim. We think money is very precious. We build nice houses because it's like a big deal. When I moved to Waterbury, my wife and I bought a house from a sports writer, and the house was a wreck. And we fixed it up nice, and I went and walked with my wife, and I was feeling badly. Said, the guy lived in Azah Matzah, and I need it nice. And I thought about it, and it's Pashit. My wife said, we have Shabbos this day, we have Urchim. It's like a big thing. You don't have the Beis HaMikdash looking schlocky. It's a big thing. We're having Shabbos day. It has to be beautiful for Shabbos. We're going to have Archim. It has to be nice. So then we say, you guys are so into money. I hear, okay. Yeah, we value this world. We do. But Yidden are precious. Yidden are loyal to countries anywhere we've been. We're loyal. They say you have dual loyalties. The dual loyalty says to be the nicest, says Mahu Afata. Dual loyalty, that's the problem. You serve God also. You know what God is? Is a mitzvah of rachum and chanon. And the Yid, any country that's had us has been blessed in history. It's crazy. When they knock the Yid, whoever has us, we're like, we're loyal, we pay tax. Whoever has us, gebench. Europe's doing geschmack without the Yid today. Any Yids, you guys, really, great trade you made. You know, two teams, pardon my warped sports mind. There are a lot of famous trades. A team gives up like a guy who never can play, and they give up a guy like who's an all-star and get back a guy who can play. The worst trade in the history of humanity. They traded the Yid, Europe's doing mamish. The Yid is loyal. It bothers me, besides this fear of the... It bothers me because it's a sheker, it's very precious. The answer to these people, dual loyalties, all these things, dual loyalty, they're loyal to God who teaches them, Mahu Afat, who teaches them morality, who are actually citizens who care to pay taxes, actually citizens who care to obey laws. They're actually citizens who uphold law. I was talking to a Yid in Kiryat Sefer. I was like thinking about a big city that has no need for a police station. You know what a Yid is? In our cities, if people were living emistic a Yid, you don't need police stations. If a lost item's found, they return it. It's crazy to say bad about a Yid. A Yid is wild. A Yid returns things that he finds on the floors. There are more honest people in the world. If we find something, we return it. We're wild. We have Dine Mominis that we take very, very seriously. We ask shaylas and questions. We care about countries and we care about everybody around us. Go ask, who says thank you? I talk about Yehudim. Go to a park anywhere. Who ask any honest guy who gives him the most. Ask in the Bronx who says thank you to some guard, security guard there. The Yid's the one who, every Yid says, thank you, thank you, thank you. The Yidden are wild. We're the ones who are thanking the most, the ones who are cleaning up the most, the ones, of course, because we're the Am Hashem. The first step of Yeshua is Haramas Karen Yisrael. Sometimes we ourselves forget. So he's like, Yidden are, oh, no, Yidden are wildly impressive. I promise. We forget. We hear some Meshuggah say something. And is a Yid perfect? We're in Golos. We sometimes have a forgetting who we are. It happens. Not the typical. Yidden are remarkably special. Ask any honest person who thanks the most in a park. It's not a question. Ask any person, a toll guy, who gives him the warmest hellos, the warmest thank. Pashal. Of course, you know, anybody, it's just obvious, it's just true. Could a guy also, that's a good guy. Yeah. The Yidden bring, the Am Hashem, the Nishmas Yisrael is a very elevated neshama. With the thankers, with the people who are Chayim Yitayru Mitzvahs, where people are Shaykh to Shabbos, to Yamtiv, to Tefillin, to Mila. So I want to express that the story of the Yeshua comes in two parts. That it's interesting, Xeris Haman, we're used to the only problem is that we're going to get killed. There was a problem that a Yid was shmetter. The Yid shouldn't be low like that. We don't see that as the problem. Haman was geyser clear. Oh, the Yeshua is not just Yidden were saved. Part of the problem is he said, Lashon Hara on Yidden. Yeshnai amecha doseim shaynas. They're not good for country. Haman, a chutzpah. They're the best for our country. A guy, if the Goyim knew they would have a Mashiach shouldn't come, maybe that's why Hashem doesn't let them know. So they should know even when Mashiach comes will be good to the whole world also. A Yid is a Mardik and Mitzias. A Yid is a precious, a gift. It's a gift to lift up the world, to inspire, to encourage. That's a Yehudi. People forget. People mamish forget. They hear such lashon hara, they forget. Then you step back. You're like, we're very good people. So that's what I want to express, this part of the Yeshua, the Chiddush, that Mordechai is celebrated. And you say, what does it have to do with the Yeshua? It has nothing to do with the fact that Ham was killed and the Gzeirah clear. It has to do with what you said. It's mamish, but it has to be spoken out. The Gzeirah was Yidden felt. What either we went to the party. We were so busy cheshbening, what's the guy going to think, and insecurities. We forget that we're Yehudim. That's not for us. We were busy, Nia Kichol Ha'amim, the whole Aveira of going to the party was we forgot what a Yid is. So Mordechai, walking through the streets, Mamish, Bekavod Gadol, that's the first issue, Aramas Karen Yisrael. A Yid, it's a big thing. HaMelech Hafetz V'Kara, it's a big thing. That's the first issue. We didn't even see that as the problem. Techap, that was the Yeshua. So let's see it as the problem. That's the problem, a shekh of what a Yid is, and feeling, we're so busy as the country, we look up, is the country, the president's with us. I shouldn't be busy with that. That's to me, that's the eating from the party of today. We're like so busy. We're so busy to make sure we align. What are you talking about? People forget there's a Yehudi, the Am Hashem. We forget these things, so we're like busy checking up to make sure. Are they saying? Is he saying? We're falling for something. There's something called a Yehudi. Remember what a Yid is. Remember what a Yid is. Be true to being a Yid. If it sounds, it's not a gaiva. Hashem gifted us. Layasani, he gifted us with something. A guy is wonderful. A Yid, as a matter of fact, is a gift. It's a very big gift that Hashem, the same way to Am Yisrael, he made Kehanim. A gift to the entirety of our people of Kayin means something. There's something called a Yid, a gift to the world that elevates the world, that has brought tremendous beauty to the world, that respects the world, that's mechazik people, a gift, the Am Hashem. So that's what I wanted to share with my friends. I had one more thought on the Megillah I'm going to leave out because it's later already. But this is what I wanted to share. Because we should remember the prestige of a Yid should be an Eloi for Shaya Twersky's holy neshama that was a mitzias of the prestige of a Yid. Mamash, dignity of a Yid. He walked around tremendously dignified. That was his mitzias. Chassidish Yid. Yid, he chap what a Yid is. Haramas Karen Yisrael, we should see speedily in our day. And of course, what follows Nachtam is the coming of Mashiach. Meherav Yameinu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.